Hello.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Jack.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have time right now?
Well, I was getting ready to take a nap. I just got home from work, but go ahead.
If you only have the time, it takes around 7 to 10 minutes. If not, then I can gladly hang up the phone and call you another day, sir.
No, I better do it now and get it over with.
There you go. That's the spirit. I highly appreciate your time, sir. And honestly, I'm very grateful that you're taking your time to speak with me, okay? And real quick, let me see here. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. And you are 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will
definitely
you
vote.
Definitely? Okay. And your age, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that again?
Your age, if you don't mind me asking?
67.
Okay. There you go. And congratulations, sir. I hope one day I get to say the same, okay? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Caucasian.
Perfect. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not too strong?
Well,
I want to keep you honest here. Are you a strong Republican?
I have issues with the current Republican. I have a completely different view of our politicians overall.
Okay.
You know, each side is, staunch Republican.
Strong?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. That's a very bold opinion, and we take it, okay? So I love that you're expressing yourself right now. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they were or want their members of Congress more focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you and them to focus on, okay? Now, use a 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. Now, I'm going to read you a list and you tell me 10 is very important, or 0 is not important, or 5 is somewhat important. So, creating more jobs and rising wages. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. Reducing crime.
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Now, creating more affordable housing.
No.
Not at all important, or somewhat important?
Not important. Not important.
Okay. Tackling climate change.
Not important.
Securing the southern border.
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Thank you. Protecting abortion rights.
Not important.
Not important. Okay. Lowering taxes.
Very important.
Perfect. Funding for drug and substance abuse program.
Tough one. Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. I appreciate your time so far, all right, sir? Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are you feel very warm towards them, or favorable I'm sorry. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him, and 0 means that you feel very, very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lori Chavez de Vermeer. If you've never heard of this person, 0?
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
Okay, 0.
I also know, well, I'm not going to go into it, but no, absolutely.
I like your style, sir. And Mr. Donald Trump, well, how do you feel about him?
Very strong, yes.
100?
100.
Ron Wyden?
0.
0, okay.
This guy's done. This guy is all about, you know, the Oregon wildlife and the forest and all that stuff. I sent this idiot emails. I sent letters. And all I get is a verbal, you know, jerking off. The guy does nothing. He's your typical in garbage in, garbage out Democrat. 0.
And if I can stay honest with you, sir, I 100% respect your opinion here, okay? Now,
okay.
Moving on to the next one on the list, J.D. Vance.
I don't know enough about him yet, so I can't give, I not one way or another.
Okay, so there's no opinion or never heard of. Which one would you select?
Well, I have heard of him. I have no data on him, so I can't give you a straight answer.
So would you say no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
0.
0?
Okay. They need to drop her out a 5-story window.
Moving down the list, Joe Biden.
Same thing. They need to put him in a wheelchair, give him a sippy cup, and shove him off the end of a stage.
Just to get it clear, sir, is that a 0?
0. On both.
What about Janelle Bynum?
I beg your pardon?
Janelle Bynum.
Why does that ring bell? No opinion. I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Fair enough. What about MAGA Republicans?
MAGA Republicans?
Yes. MAGA.
Well, I don't know. They seem to be following Trump, you know, and hopefully that would be a good thing. I would say, yeah.
From a scale from 0 to 100, sir, I get the drift, you're like midways, but I would love to hear your opinion.
100.
100, okay. Now, Democrats in Congress.
0.
0, okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
I'd say, I don't know, on a scale, 50, 60, because there's a lot of them that are taking money.
If you were to ask me, 50 and 60, there's a huge difference. There's a big gap in between. So would you say 50 or 60?
I'd say 60.
50? Okay. Fair enough.
60.
60. Okay, let me change that. 60. Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West, or maybe Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Thank you for that. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Mer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Neither one of them are worth a squirt in the hallway. I would probably not vote for either one of them.
So if I, honestly, sir, if I cannot get a solid answer for you from one of the two, you can also select undecided.
Undecided.
Undecided? Okay, let's move along then. Now, even though you say you are undecided or wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, only if you had to decide. This is just hypothetically speaking, which candidate would you lean toward? Lori Chavez DeMer or Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided.
I can't.
I mean, hypothetically speaking, this is not your final answer. This is just a humble conversation between you and I.
Well, like I say, it goes against my grain. I know that DeReamer has taken, she's taken BlackRock money. I know this for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's taking money from large PACs.
I hear you.
And, no. I just, undecided, man.
So, Janelle, undecided?
Yeah.
Okay, let's stick with that one then, okay? Now, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in the elections in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support
her? I need
her?
To learn more about her. And I don't go through... See, that's another thing. I don't go through standard channels or news media mm-hmm. because it's all bought and paid for.
Okay.
I do my own hunting, and I as time goes on, I will learn more.
Like you should. Like you should. Now, if you can give me a solid answer on this, that way we can move forward. Do any of the
undecided.
Options that I give you?
I don't have enough data. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough, sir. I mean, that's fair enough. Now, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez DeMere now, what are the chances? This is the same question. What are the chances that you might support her in Congress for 2024 in November? Is there a fair chance you might support Chavez DeMere? Small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
No chance,
no chance at all.
Moving along, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve?
Well, wait a minute. What was the question again?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeMere is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. This is Lori Chavez DeMere and Janelle Bynum, okay? So bear with me. I'm going to read you a couple of statements, and then I'm going to give you a selection to choose from, okay? Now, as mayor of Happyville, Lori Chavez DeMere led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access child care. Lori was tried of the same old devise politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Or, serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. And a working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games. She is running to fix what is broken, bring political solutions to real everyday problems like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay. If you didn't like or didn't think of, but let me ask you again. If the elections of Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Demir, right? Okay. You're making this too easy for me, sir, but I do appreciate your time, okay? And what specifically...
believe me, I have a lot more to say. And I'm not kidding.
I'm here to listen to your opinion. Every chance you get, I'm here to listen to you, okay? Now, what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez DeMere as a Republican candidate?
She took money. She took money from a super PAC. Period. It's not an opinion. She did it. It's simple. Look at her bank book. I know what these politicians make. I know what their pay grades are, all the way up to that blithering idiot in the presidency. And how is it they can go into office making that kind of money and X amount of years down the road, they come out multimillionaires? They're taking money, just as she did.
If this survey was like your opinion, my opinion, I believe we'd have.
Oh no,
like...
no! Wait a minute. What I'm giving you is a statement of fact. It's a flat fact. I tell people, hey, don't believe me? Do your homework. It will bear this out. It's as simple as that. It doesn't get any. the politicians in Washington, D.C., whether they be our representatives or Joe Blow, whoever, you know, these people, everything came unglued, man. When they started deregulating things and lobbyists were allowed to infiltrate the halls of Congress and the Senate, these politicians are getting rich because they're taking money, just as Dear Reamer has. She's no different from any other politician. And the old saying goes, garbage in, garbage out.
Yep. Okay. Now,
as far as I'm concerned, the man's name was Lederer, and he wrote a book, and it's called We Are a Nation of Sheep. And that is exactly it. Case in point, our Social Security account. That account is for anybody who has ever punched a time clock and worked all their lives. And yet these politicians get in there, and I can tell you right now, that account is being skimped. They're diverting monies out of that for other purposes. It's wrong. It's against the law, and it's wrong. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all corrupt.
I really love that you're expressing your opinion and speaking out loud, sir. Maybe even getting that out of your chest. I highly appreciate your time, okay? Now, let's move along. That way we can get this a little bit done. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing, it's a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, or 5 means it's not too convincing, or 0 meaning it's not convincing at all for you to support Janelle Bynum, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and a local business owner, she's facing the same struggle as we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Lower paying jobs are cutting in. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and to make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Does that make you... very convincing or not convincing at all, or something?
Not convincing at all. Because the thing of it is, the community by and large, whether it be local, state, or even federal, things are not getting better. Not by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, they're getting worse.
Right, yeah. I hear you. Okay, well, let's move on to the next statement. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights. and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same right they did when Roe was still in law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. Does that make you very convincing? Not convincing at all? Somewhat convincing?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. I get your drift here. Now, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done a Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find no practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. Is that convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
At all or somewhat convincing?
At all.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening in our neighborhoods and the partisan game has continued to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen the distrust that has been for our community. Rather than ignoring problems, she took the first step to fixing the crossing party lines and voting Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Now, Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Is that convincing or not at all convincing?
Not convincing at all.
Okay, not convincing at all. Okay.
Let me ask you, how long has she been in politics?
To be quite honest with you, sir, I'm not allowed to give my personal opinion.
I wondered if you knew what the facts were.
I know. Trust me, I work in this, but this call is being recorded and monitored. I'm not allowed to give my personal opinion. I'm really just trying to get your opinion.
That's fine. I understand.
But maybe you've gotten my drift throughout the conversation, so...
I know where it's going.
moving along. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeMere or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Well, it's a matter of the choosing the lesser of two evils. I'd vote for DeRemer.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each of the troubles are about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, okay? So now, DeRemer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she voted, and she said, and quoted, "You can't compromise," end of quote, okay? Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigns on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games.
Well, that echoes what I've been saying, garbage in, garbage out. You know, and the only people to blame for it are those that vote for it.
So is that a great deal to you or not at all, or just some, or quite a bit?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit, okay. Now, DeRemer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. DeRemer has invested and profited from carotene treatment clinics and cannabis businesses. Then, as mayor of Happyville, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refuses to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is that a great deal to you? Quite a bit? Great deal or quite a bit?
Yep. Very important.
Great deal. Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
in all honesty, probably neither one. It's important I tell you something else here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to be voting long range. I'll be completely out of the country, but I will be voting long range, absentee vote. And the only person I'm going to vote for is Trump. I can tell you that right now. The rest of them can flat go to hell because
now,
nothing is being done. Nothing is being done.
If we were just to focus on this one question, would you say Lori Chavez DeRemer, Janelle Bynum, or undecided, sir?
Undecided.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, even though you said you were undecided, if you had to decide, only hypothetically speaking, which candidate would you lean towards? Only if you had to. Lori Chavez.
That's just
Dreamer,
it. I would render an undecided. Undecided.
You know what, sir? That's fair enough. I'm not going to give you a hard time tonight, okay? Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc. Which one?
I never saw high school.
One through 11?
I finished junior high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 through 11. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Married? Congratulations, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee of association?
No.
No. No. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Trump.
And all the people that voted. You know what? That was not an election. That was a fix. That was fixed. Biden was not elected. Anybody with a thimble full of brains that knows anything about Biden's history, the man's a plagiarist, a liar. You know, he has over the years made even his own constituents in his own state can't stand it. The guy's a loser. And he was installed because he's an idiot. He can be easily bought, and they're working him like a puppet, period. Okay. That's a fact. Look at him. You know, all you got to do is look at his history and look at him now. Oh, he's a sad old man. You know, I have no sympathy for him. Even when he had all of his marbles, man, the guy was corrupt. Look what he did with the Keystone Pipeline. Look what he did with the Ukraine. They were going to prosecute that Ukrainian. He told him, "Yeah, we're going to withhold your money if you prosecute him." He said it right in there in front of a camera. The guy's corrupt. Period.
I can't disagree with you, sir. So I'm. It's not about my opinion, but you know what? I let's say that I cannot disagree with you. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, I am firmly against murder, but I would have no problem starting with Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of those corrupt. I would have no problem with lobotomy.
Mr. Jack, I highly appreciate your time. This survey has concluded. I really appreciate your time this evening. You can get back to your everyday thing. I can't say thank you enough,
day.
Okay? Get some rest, sir. I'm almost done with mine, so get some rest, okay?
Alrighty.
Hey, I appreciate you, boss. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening to you. Bye.